We went to Commander Jones's house to see the baby owl. It had fallen out of a tree and been picked up by one of the servicemen and carried to the little girls for a pet. It was a solemn, furry little creature that flopped about on uncertain wings, and Karen was as much at home with it as she would be a kitty cat. Then we walked on over to the bowling alley, and all of us played a game, and Jake and I, he's gotten very fond of it and plays well, lingered to play another two games after the others walked back with Lyndon to Aspen. We had an early dinner, about 8 o'clock, outside the big picture window looking down into the valley. The world was wrapped in gray fog, and it was easy to believe we were high on a mountaintop, quite cut off, and therefore free of worry and responsibility. Somehow I rejoiced just as much for Bob as for Lyndon. I read off the names of the movies with little heart, because actually listening to them was more fun than seeing nearly any movie, and we simply sat around the table for 2 hours. I remember at one point the talk got around to Dean Acheson and some recent confrontation he'd had with Lyndon, where Bob said he'd been actually quite uncomfortable, apparently because Acheson's words had been so cutting. Lyndon was quite undisturbed and recalled a story that the speaker used to say about Acheson in describing his great brain and his great arrogance. And the speaker had said he just ought to have had to run for public office sometime. If he had only just run for sheriff once, he would be one of the greatest public servants we ever had. The speaker, his wisdom and his pithy sayings have a way of creeping into our conversation. We share him with everybody. He's a legend in our lives. At 10, I left to go see my show, which was disappointingly a rerun, but I watched it almost as happily as the first time, and I was delighted to find that both Lyndon and Bob went to bed early. Tonight, for Lyndon, with no night reading. Two of the nicest things that have happened to me this week are the generous donation from Phyllis Dillon, the incredible check for $20,000 for some school in the District of Columbia, a gift to our society, and my Mother's Day presents from Linda and Lucy. Linda's still not arrived, but she's told me about it. The book, one of my own childhood books, Drusilla Doll, Rebound in Leather. What an imaginative girl.